never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Yeah.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
How are you? Okay, somebody please call the doctor, because I think my personal trainer, who I was just working out with about an hour ago, I think while I was doing something, he injected my arms with something, and now I can't feel my arms anymore. I don't know. Something's wrong here. Can't feel my arms. Can't seem to pick up anything. I don't know what it is. I know he put something in me. Maybe it was just testosterone. Who knows? Let's see. So today we're talking rules. Do you like rules? Are you a rule breaker? I got to tell you, if you're a rule breaker, you're just following your own rules and not somebody else's rules. That's all. So we all live with rules. That's what society has to do. And rules will get you what you want in life. But they don't have to be crazy rules. Mostly mindset. Just an idea of living, developing a worldview that's a little bit different or maybe more mainstream even, if that's the case, to understand how the world works. A few ideas for you today to think about. I think you'll ponder these and I think you'll see a change in your life. That's cool. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, doing this show 4,783 episodes, a very simple mission. Every single day to help you stand up, take a step, and repeat. That when you get out of bed and all these things that are going on in your world that may or may not be overwhelming you, I mean, if you're overwhelmed, that's one thing, but if you have nothing to do, that's pretty overwhelming too, right? If you can get out of bed and know there's a whole bunch of people just going for it, sometimes you can go for it too, and that's what the show's all about. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I'm very proud. I'm a proud hubby as well. So let me do this as tactfully as I can, but I'm very proud of my wife. She's a beautiful lady. She's almost going to be 60, which is hard to believe. You look at her, you think she's like 48. And I took her to Bike Week. And she wore the single hottest outfit of all of Bike Week. A leather thing. It's awesome. I shouldn't even share this with you. I shouldn't. But I'm so proud of her. And I want to. And plus, I want to bribe you to go to my Facebook page. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Yes, go check out my wife. She's hot. She kind of likes it too. All right. You know, we got a big event coming up. I'm somewhat calling it, jokingly calling it, the Do What You Love, Even If You Hate It event. Actually, it's a Face Your Passion workshop. We have about 400 people registered. Still got space for you. Go get registered. Go to faceyourpassion.com. We're doing it on March 14th at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Come to one, come to both. I don't care. It just doesn't matter. Just be there. If you can't make it, there will be a replay, but only if you're registered. Wait a second, Scott. Why do I have to register to get the replay? Why? You want my email address to... Well, hang on a second. Let me just... Well, Scott Logic here, maybe. If I don't know where to find you, I can't send you the replay, can I? See? That's how we do it. So go get registered. Faceyourpassion.com. So some rules today, if you don't mind. Some rules that might help you out just a little bit. 10 of them. Let's do 10, because 10 is a good number. I mean, 9's, I think, a better number, but we'll tend to do just for the fun of it. Because every day this world is crazy. Have you looked out there? Have you seen the craziness of the world? We're in Daytona Beach right now. Bike Week is here. It is wacky crazy. All the crazies from everywhere else came here to be crazy for the week, but at least they're bringing their money and leaving some with us. Crazy out there. A lot of rule breakers, too, especially during Bike Week, but all the time. And remember, if you're a rule breaker, you're not breaking every rule. You're not breaking your rules. You're just breaking everybody else's. But for the most part, when you figure out how society operates, what the rules of the game are, and you play within the rules of the game, you tend to do fairly well. And if you don't believe me, just look around. Look around at the people who break rules all the time and just look and see where they are in life. Usually it's a broken life. Society needs rules. So a few ideas for you today. Number one, this is very simple. This is a rule. I'm going to stick to you and I'm going to say you need to do this. Been saying this for, I don't know, 20 years now. Do what makes your heart sing. You'll always feel better when you do. You'll happy dance down that path of life. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do it 24-7, although Face Your Passion, the whole concept behind that is to literally live your passion 24-7 every single day. I get you. You kind of have to work to it. Maybe you're doing what you love to do on the weekend. You work all week. You go fishing on the weekend. Wouldn't it be great if you could do that 24-7 and not wait to retirement to do it? Do what makes your heart sing. Decide what really gets you excited. If you're older, don't let the old man in. Don't let the old woman in. Do what makes your heart sing. Start there. Don't poo-poo anything else. Just do what makes you happy. Focus on that long enough. That's all you'll be doing. Number two, believe anything is possible. As soon as you believe, everything is possible. You know that. You've been alive a while. You know that. When you finally believe it, you get behind it. You go do it, right? It's kind of the law of attraction. You think about the law of attraction, it comes down to this. Get clarity about what you want. Number one. Number two, believe that it can be yours, that you can do it, that you can acquire it. Number three, take massive imperfect action. That's where most people fail. They come up with something they want, they believe they can get it, and then they don't do anything about it. But here's what I mean about believing anything is possible. You see, I right now, I just had this wild hair this morning. I wanted to be an NBA basketball player. I believed it was possible, but I just couldn't get myself talked into it. I don't think it's actually possible for me to do that. How frustrating would that be? But anybody can do anything. No, it's not really true. We have a couple of years now when they say anybody can and should do anything. It's just not possible. There are certain things that certain people can do and certain things other people can do. You can do things I can't do, and I'm so damn jealous of you. So whatever you believe in, just do a little check, a little gut check. Is it possible for me to do this? Because once you believe, you're going to go do it. By the way, some of the stuff that's really big and scary, that's way off in the future, you're not going to believe you can do it. You're going to have to step into it, little baby steps. That's a kind of a whole other podcast all by itself. But believe anything is possible. Number three, be nice to others and expect them to do the same. No further explanation required, but I will give it to you. I'm always nice to people. I really am. I don't get mean to anybody. And usually when somebody is mean to me, and it does happen, usually I'm ridiculously nice in return. However, I happen to live in a world where sometimes people have to be taught a lesson. I can forgive and forget. Doesn't mean I have to put up with it. But be nice. It goes a long way. And expect others to do the same thing. If you have somebody in your life who's not being nice to you, you need somebody to have a conversation. Why aren't you being nice to me? One day, a long time ago, I just got married to my wife. She'd been married 20 years and decided that wasn't the way to go. My wife had passed away, needed a new way to go. And one day, my wife, the new wife, who's now been here 16, 17 years, she wasn't treating me very nice. And I was sitting on the sofa. I'll never forget the day I said that. I said, "Why do you treat me like your ex-husband?" She didn't know she was doing it. As soon as I woke her up to it, it was great. Everything changed. Never happened again. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Believe in people and encourage your dreams. When you do, they'll return the favor. There's nothing better than serving others and supporting others and really, really looking into others' hearts and helping them get there. And yeah, you got to help yourself too. And yeah, you can't do it all the time. I mean, I a lot of people take the service thing and helping other thing, I think, too far, because I think ultimately you are doing this for yourself to become the best person you can be. And yes, you do that by serving and helping, believing in other people for sure. But if you go too far, it becomes a job for you and you feel like you didn't get what you need. So be careful with that. Just believe in people and encourage their dreams. They'll return the favor, but keep it in moderation. Do the right thing. If you mess up, say you're sorry, try again. That's my number one value. Wait, Scott, it's on honesty and integrity and hard work. Used to be. They're still there. But I just recognize that I can keep track of my life by saying if I always try to do the right thing, and yes, I have to know what the right thing is. But when I figure out the right thing, and I know the right thing, and I try to do the right thing, normally it works out okay. And if I mess up, I say I'm sorry. I mean, usually people are like, well, cool, no worries, you said you're sorry, it's awesome. And I try again. So do the right thing. Meet people where they are in their lives and walk with them to where you both want to go. There's no better way to meet people and to make friends and understand people. I think a friendship takes about 25 interactions before you start to get a close friendship. I've been going to church since, what, early December? I think it was the first week of December we went, maybe a week earlier than that. And I've just kind of taken that attitude. Just meet people where they are, and they're meeting me where I am, and slowly getting to know people a little bit. Just kind of that. And walking that walk together. Don't be pushy. Number 7, do what you say you will do. It's always better than under-promise and to over-deliver, right? Do what you say you're going to do. And I'm a big mess up on that sometimes. I do. I get out over ahead of my skis sometimes. I do. This event we're doing next week on the 14th of March. I've been wanting to do this for about 6 months. But you know what? It just kept getting better and better and better. And I just want to make the best it can be. But there does come a point when I want to do it. I had to shift it. I don't feel good about doing that. But you know, sometimes it happens. But 9 times out of 10, if not more than that, if I say it, I'm going to do it. You should do the same thing. Number 8, make lemonades out of lemons. Everything's fixable if you have the right mindset. Years ago, my brother, who's passed away now, my older brother, we had a rough time in our life, and he sent me a plaque one day, the award for making lemonade out of lemons. Still have that plaque. It was awesome. Every single day, you have massive opportunity to make a lot of lemonade. There's no doubt about it. And the more busy you get with your life, the more connected you get with people, the more lemonade you're going to make. Just get lots of sugar to put in there as well. Number 9, keep things simple. Yep, I like simple. Simple, the ultimate form of sophistication. Now, there is a caveat here. I think you should keep things simple all the time for your life. You know, just set up systems that work for you. Keep it as simple as possible and not complex. If you're in business, however, you want it to be complex. Because when it's complex, you are beyond what your competition can do. You offer a need, a solution that your customers need, and most people can't keep up with you. But once you get the complexity of your system put together, what do? Then you simplify the process. Keep it simple. Your life will be a whole lot nicer if you manage to do that. Lastly, relax. Life is short. Shorter than you know. Go fast, work hard, stay busy all the time. I want you to do that 7 days a week. But when you need it, and you know when you need it, sit down and relax. Now, by the way, if your whole thing is just relaxing all the time, just ignore what I just said, okay? But for the rest of you all, take a breath. All right. Once again, come see my hot wife. She would appreciate me saying that. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. We're right up there at the pop. I posted that for you. Nice picture. Of course, I'm there too, by the way. I'm in the picture with her. I took the selfie. And if you'd like to come to my event, just go to faceyourpassion.com. I'll see you tomorrow right here. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?